Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Reckon that I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. Where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put a end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. A knife for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. The way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
A lot and lots of things going on and factual things happening, and I'm just sitting here watching it all fall down. Burger, also, how y'all doing?
Doing all right, brother. You need to do something with your mic there, buddy. You sound kind of muffled.
How's that?
Texas, man. We got a nice little slow rain today, and which we needed badly here. And all in all, pretty good day here.
Right.
Roger.
Well, you know, Virgil, you right, brother? I know he's on.
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
How are you surviving better after all that experience?
We're making it.
I tell you, McCarthy's no longer speaker, and, you know, he shouldn't have been speaker in the first place. You know, and everything, yeah.
That was all a front to block the impeachment of Biden. That was all done.
Yep.
It's going to be a clusterfuck. It's going to be a clusterfuck for the next 3 months.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we've been saying, you know, as we get closer, you know, closer to the election and everything, which is, you know, quite a ways away still, but still, yeah, these people are proving how dangerous. They're getting more and more dangerous now. But we're getting flooded everywhere in all parts of the, you know, states with these immigrants and stuff, so-called immigrants. We're getting flooded here in New Mexico with them and everything, you know. And
it's all over. It's all over.
I know. And these, what I'm seeing, these are Muslims. This is a Muslim invasion. We talked about this for years. This is a Muslim invasion. Harris, wouldn't you say so, Russell?
Virgil, where were you going? You had to talk like you pitched like...
What's that, Russell?
I said, where were you going there, man? You piqued my interest. What you have on your mind?
It's all over with. It's all over with. You know, people don't want to do a fucking thing about it. They don't want to do a fucking thing about it, except bitch, piss, gripe, and fucking moan. Okay?
Point finger.
So I am fucking fed up with the whole fucking crew. All right? I may go out, but I'm going to go out standing. And I'm going to take as many of the motherfuckers with me as I can and fuck everybody else. Whoever don't fucking stand up, you get what you fucking deserve. You get
exactly
what you fucking deserve. Because not saying nothing or doing nothing is the same as fucking agreeing with them in my book.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Collaborator.
Your silence and compliance is collaboration. That's just straight up, and that's what. And I think they were going to see the vast majority of people doing that because they don't want to accept the fact of what they see unfolding before their eyes. It scares them. It makes them uncomfortable. It takes them out of their comfort zone. So they just put it away, or I turned off the news. I don't like news. I don't care about that stuff. Daddy, daddy, dad, dad, keep me hooked up to the Matrix, baby. You know, I don't know, man. I think the opening battle is lost. I don't think the war is over, but I'd have to agree with Virgil, man. I don't see anything or anyone willing to stand up and stop them. A prime example of this crazy-ass judge there on the Trump fraud trial in New York now. He goes, juries often get things wrong. He goes, I overrule them based on my emotions. This is what the judge said on camera today. These are the kinds of people we're dealing with, okay? There is no justice, okay?
Well, the thing is, Russell, is this too. All right, this district attorney, this judge, they're elected officials, okay? They're elected officials, and they're going to put a restraining order on Trump saying that he can't say anything mean about him anymore. Since when did it become the status quo in America where you cannot criticize or endorse an elected official?
Exactly. Well, the Democrats do it all the time. I mean,
it doesn't matter. Joseph, and it doesn't matter, people. Trump can get elected tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think 4 years is enough to undo the damage that has already been done to this country? Huh?
That take a lot of time.
This is like going back in time to December 7, 1941, Pearl Harbor. Do you think a bucket brigade, them bailing water out of the USS Arizona after the bomb hit, would have helped?
Right.
No. The fucker would have still sank. And they have sunk this country. They have sunk this country. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. They have sunk this country.
And yep. ladies and gentlemen, right now, I think I forget how long ago it was now, but I know it was shortly after I joined the show, not too long after that. I said the invasion of the United States would come across our southern border. And mm-hmm. I got everybody everywhere. And ladies, even those who doubted me, may get on your knees, hook her up, and kiss my royal white ass. Because we have been, and it's been successful, and it's been across our southern border.
And here's the thing, Russell. Here's the thing that really pisses me off. These cocksuckers sending Federal Border Patrol agents on private property in Texas to undo Constantino wire that the property owners gave permission to the state of Texas to put up across the Rio Grande. But Border Patrol agents are going on private property and cutting this wire loose and dragging it off.
And that's when these crooked, unconstitutional, and corrupt individuals need to be dealt with. At
exactly.
That point,
they won't. Nobody wants. Like Working said, nobody wants to do a damn thing and stand up. You know, they're waiting for people like me and me and Logan to do something about it.
What people don't understand is because there's so many indoctrinated idiots in this country. What they don't understand is if you don't have a Speaker of the House, nothing moves. Nothing gets voted on. Nothing gets passed. Nothing gets brought forth for argument, for discussion. Nothing. Not even Biden's impeachment articles that they have put forth. So that's
not
what
even.
This is all about. That's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm. Everybody saw right through it, you know, and he shouldn't have been elected in the first place.
Well, they're gonna stall. They're gonna argue. They're gonna gaslight the American people, and. And Trump's going to be, he's going to go forth with these inquisitions in New York, in Georgia, and God knows where else. And they're going to bring up stuff that he did before he was even president when he was still a private citizen. Okay? Mm-hmm. You know? But, not one word. Not one fucking word or investigation or inquiry into how cocaine got into the White House.
Yep, that's still a mystery. And they have all those cameras, too. What happened? Where's all the evidence
Hunter Biden still running around free, felony charges. They're gaslighting everybody on that, you know, and, They're after this other congressman gets what it is for unethical practices. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, and every swinging dick out there. Anybody in Washington complaining about unethical practices, that's like a rapist getting up in court and saying he's not guilty because he caught an STD. I mean, this bullshit, I mean, it's, I mean, these bloodsuckers are worse than ticks on a tampon, brother. And they ain't, right. And they ain't turning, and they ain't turning loose. So, I mean, goddamn, right. You sat down and you could have did something, but you did nothing. You did nothing. Because why? Because, oh, Trump 2024, we're going to take it back. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Well, the damage is done. It's unrepairable. Mm-hmm. It's unrepairable. They're coming over the border like the fucking country sprang a leak. And they're bankrupting the country. They're putting the country into another depression. They're bankrupting us. You know, $200 million a day. $200 million a day to Ukraine. For what? For what? We're protecting the borders in Ukraine. We're helping protect the borders in Ukraine, but we don't want to protect our own borders. You bunch of stupid motherfuckers.
And just the interest on the national debt is $20,000 a second. That's $1.2 million a minute. $1.2 million a minute. And that's not taking anything off of the, that's just interest. That's not taking anything off the debt.
Right?
Yeah. Well, here's my question, well, Russell. Here's my question. If that national debt or interest does not get paid, who forecloses on the property? Who repossesses what? You know?
Child.
So
you know? You know, who takes anything? I mean, what? Well, is America going to go up for a sheriff's sale, you know, or go on auction, Foothill? You know, they're going to turn it over to Foothill and they're going to auction everything off?
Well,
you know,
from my understanding,
this national debt bullshit. This national debt, it's just another line of bullshit. It's gaslighting. It's gaslighting.
Yep.
Okay.
The debt is real. Now, the way how they figuring it, how they're paying each other stuff. Nobody knows, but we have spent an average of $2.6 or $2.7 trillion a year more than we made as a country. Okay? When I say what we made, what I should have said what we paid in taxes. Okay? And, I mean, the debt is absurd. You're not going to pay back $35 trillion. Nobody's going to do that, okay? and they're going to crash. They need to crash the world economy. And that's what this is all about. Now, this whole speaker thing happened today and stuff like that. Bright side of it is, a handful of Republicans did stand up and say, fuck you, McCarthy, you lied to us, you got to go, okay? Now, one part of what most people don't understand is that McCarthy can run for the speaker again. He can't throw his name in the hat. And think about what happened today, right? The nays were 210, and the yeas were 216, okay? Now, you know the majority of the Democrats voted against him, right? And he managed to get 210 votes, but the vast majority of them were Republicans. Now, when it comes to the election to Speaker, the whole House doesn't get to vote, just Republicans. So he could walk out his office today and go home, shit, shower, shave, walk back in there tomorrow and go, okay, my name's back in the hat. And the Rhinos in the party, members of the Republican Party, would put him back in the Speaker's chair. He loves dealing with the Democrats. Joe Biden or buddy-buddy. They don't want the spending to stop. But it's very, very desperate there. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens over the next couple of months. It really is.
Go ahead, Russell.
What I was going to say is more and more people are waking up to what's going on and see it, but I don't see numbers increasing in those who see something about it. So, you know, if he has his apple, but they're not going to stand up. They're not going to do anything to save the country. Their children, their parents. You know, everybody keeps talking about 2024 election. I'm still of the mindset that it's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know, Russell. I don't know what to think of people anymore. I don't know what to think of this situation anymore. It has just gone... You know, it's just gone from one extreme level to another that, you know, the only good thing that has happened throughout this whole deal is Dianne Feinstein is now fertilizer.
May
the bitch rot in hell forever. For eternity. Okay.
Yeah, but now, they got somebody else that's worse. That's another. From what I was reading about her, she's another dumb liberal.
Well, that's California. That's California. You know.
Yeah.
I mean that's California. You know, the thing is, you know, God needs to, you know, God created all things. Well, He needs to create the most universal giant skill saw. And start right there at the state line and cut that son of a bitch off and let it fall in the ocean, in the Pacific Ocean.
Well, it's supposed to, according to the Bible, you know, that New York and Chicago and California are supposed to break off. When? We don't know.
Well, you know, if God got a plan to fix all this, I hope He hurries up. I hope he could, you know, whatever he's
Or like he was saying it on the last show, you know, and I was thinking about this horror, too, is that, you know, I wish I was back in the Matrix because all this shit now that we're seeing was, you know, in the Matrix, at least we weren't able to see all the shit we're seeing now.
Well, you know, I just wish I could get Jules Verne's blueprints to the time machine, because I would definitely go back. They'd probably put me in an insane asylum when I could go to try to warn everybody about what's going to happen. But at least I'd be able to try, you know. This is unbelievable. What's coming about? The way they're acting, the way these globalists are acting, is not unbelievable. It was expected. What is unbelievable is that people are letting it happen. They're letting history repeat itself. They're letting history repeat itself. Go ahead, nose up into rail cars. We're going to bring you to a new neighborhood. It's going to be secure, and we're going to give you jobs. Oh, and we're going to throw in a free shower.
Yep. Well, here's the thing, and, you know, and I said this several months ago, that when it gets close to this point, the more these people lose control, and they are losing control, the more they're losing control, the more dangerous they are showing themselves.
Well, and there's this thing going about I'm looking into that they're supposed to do some kind of a FEMA emergency homeland security experiment or exercise or something. They're going to shut down all the communications.
No, they're just doing an emergency alert deal.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of people have warned against it. People come out and said it's going to be black noise and that it's supposed to interact with the nanotechnology that these fools inject it into themselves. So,
yeah, I've been hearing about that too.
I don't know, you know, Bernie, you know how that stuff goes, but no, they're definitely doing a deal. All my stuff will be shut off and in a Faraday bag. And my only really worry about that whole thing there is that if it does turn into a zombie apocalypse, I hope it's the Walking Dead slow zombies instead of the World War Z 90 mile an hour running son of a bitch.
Well, all I can say is my 1911 carries seven little friends, and they can all run faster than anything.
Right.
And I got this M14 rifle that I'm looking at right now, 62 grain, full metal jacket, hollow point boat tail, 165 grain, and I'll get as many of them as I can, you know?
Yep. Well, I had a daydream earlier, guys, that we all, you know, gathered up because, you know, we're just the one that has the most power and everything. And we all joined up, Carmelita and Hurricane Ed, and we teamed up together and started killing zombies.
Well, it's... it all depends on what you define as a zombie. You know,
right.
I mean, all over the country, I mean, you know, I go all over the place. And every time I go to a truck stop, there's zombies working behind the counter. You know, they're moving like the old 1950s mummy movie, you know. I mean, if they get any slower, somebody's going to do an autopsy on them. You know, and if it wouldn't be for the automatic calculation cash registers, you wouldn't get any change back, or you'd get too much.
Right. Well, I've been seeing videos all over, like from Pennsylvania and the big state, for this drug, I guess, that you're taking over there. It's kind of like a zombie effect. You see all these people walking around.
Well, Joseph Russell, when you see a self-checkout at a Pilot, a Love's, a TA, a Petro, or a 1-9, you know that the people behind the counter are just there for just to display those uniforms they give them. It is unbelievable at these restaurants now, at these truck stops, these convenience stores. I mean, oh, Lord have mercy. I mean, if these people can get up in the morning, put their slippers on, go to the bathroom and take a piss, their mamas and daddies ought to not be proud. They ought to be amazed.
Yeah. I think, look, that's at a Sunoco over here, over in the Houston area. When brother, I'm going to tell you something. I walked in there, you know, and they had the little Laredo taco shop and stuff in there, too. I walked in there. There must have been 37 employees standing around over there. Dude, so I walked over there to get me a cup of coffee, extra large, and they probably got about six or seven, you know, those big tall coffee canisters. But every fucking one of them was empty. 37 motherfuckers in there. Nobody could keep a damn coffee urn full.
Yep, it's getting the same way. It's getting the same way the trucks are. Thank God. You know, they raised hell about it, but thank God that the automotive industry went to these robot assembly lines to build cars. Because I'm going to tell you what, if these idiots these days were put on an assembly line to build an automobile, the highways would be 10 times worse death trap than they are now.
Yep.
And I was talking with Carl Melita about this. This new truck that they put me in has so many gizmos and gadgets. I swear, you'll swear you done lost your mind the way this thing talks to you. I mean, you hear voices. The first time I drove this thing, I said, oh, my God. I mean, a car comes up on the side of you. The side of the truck has got sensors on it, and it starts vibrating. It just buzzes real loud. They come off the on-ramp onto the interstate, and they get too close in front of you. The truck slams on its brakes automatically. Okay? That's why before this winter, I'm coming out of that son of a bitch. Because that ain't going to happen to me on an icy road. Not with a loaded tanker truck. No. And then they got the in-cab cameras where they got to watch me. I get a phone call, Russell, saying my seatbelt's too loose. Can you believe that?
I would have told you. I believe that. I Virgil, I don't doubt that one fucking bit. But I tell you, man, when it gets to that point where it is, where I'm doing what I am, first time I get a phone call like that, I'm going to turn that motherfucking truck around and take it back to them.
Well, that's what I'm attempting to do. I'm attempting to gut it out. Brother, I'm attempting to gut it out because I got bills to catch up on. I've almost got a couple of them, you know, completely off the books. So I'm going to gut it out until I got. I walked into Kent Environmental Services in Port Allen, and I asked if they were hiring any company drivers, and they said yeah, and I said okay, give me the website. That I got to go. Here's an application. They handed me a paper application. I couldn't believe
it. Wow.
I could not believe it. An actual application where you have to take a pen and fill it out and bring it back to them.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I don't know how long.
The question is,
one of those there.
Right. Question is, Virgil, are they as crazy as these other companies you've been with?
No. I asked them all about that. They don't. They do have to have the e-logs, the electronic logs, because that is mandatory federal law now.
Yeah.
But they do have the dash cameras looking out. And what caused that, you know, a lot of people don't know what caused that. Well, that came from New Orleans, Louisiana. they had a syndicate of people. I mean, about 15 people that got together, and they were purposely pulling in front of trucks. They disbarred two lawyers. They sent one of them to jail. They disbarred two lawyers, and they were purposely pulling in front of these trucks and causing wrecks and ensuing the companies.
Mm-hmm.
Because before those cameras came out, you got in a rear-end collision, well, automatically you went wrong.
Yeah.
Yep.
Automatically.
Yep.
Yep.
I can see that.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But then they got the companies, the insurance companies said, look, you're going to put these dash cams in, we're going to catch these people. And they have caught quite a few of them trying that. You know, they have now they have the dash cams that look forward, and they have the two mini cameras on the truck that look to the rear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in case you try to get over and you start moving that truck over, and then somebody speeds up and gets on the side of you and causes you to sideswipe them, you know, they're catching that too. But the in-cab cameras, that's just going a little too far. That's just
going.
I got to call Friday morning about the seatbelt, and then I got to call Monday morning about driving naked. If you do that again, we're going to write you up, and we're gonna suspend you for a week. That's obscene. You know, we can't have that. You know, I told him, I said, but, you know, I wasn't on my cell phone. I had my headset on. You know, there's no federal motor carrier regulation says you can't drive a tanker truck naked. So.
What did they say?
the safety man didn't appreciate it, but the terminal manager and dispatch, they were laughing their ass off. They were laughing their ass off at it, I was told. But I'm coming out of that as soon as possible. As soon as I get these bills and stuff caught up, I might try to hang with it till after the first of the year or whatever, and see what's going to happen. But it's the trucking industry has just gone to complete shit. It's gone.
Oh, I believe it.
You have children trying to tell experienced drivers that have been driving for decades how to drive a truck, and they haven't so much as pushed a Tonka truck across grandma's living room. I mean, it's just gone to total shit. It's just gone to total shit. The truck driving's gone to shit. The truck stops have gone to shit, and just the all out personnel have gone to complete shit. And I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I told Carmelita, and I'm telling all of you, I'm out there in the trenches. I see what's going on. And if you would see what I would see, I see driving these big trucks on the highway nowadays, I would take the back roads. I would not get on the interstate with a truck unless I absolutely had to. Every time you get on an interstate highway, 55 north going up 71 to Ohio, whatever, you're taking your life and the lives of your family. You're rolling the dice. You're rolling the dice. Because all you see is turbines. On people. Mm-hmm. And if you go to a truck stop in Alabama or anywhere in Alabama, okay, you go up to the counter to get a pack of Marlboros, and you just about got to call your bank and press 2 to understand the language that they're speaking.
Right.
So, I mean,
I see that's what it is all the time over here, so I can confirm that, what you're saying. I see it all the time over here.
Yeah. You know, I mean, It's just
on a good note, Morgan. That finally picked the road.
They finally fixed the roads in New Mexico.
They finally blacktopped. Yeah, well, we're up my area anyway. You know, when you were up there last, you know how bumpy they were with hose and everything. Without a
bumpy, bumpy.
Well, I lived down. We had no roads. It was all dirt. You know, that's how bad it was. The paved roads were crumbling in the dirt and everything. Well, yesterday, the last 3 days, they've been fixing it up here. So
anything
now,
anything worse than I-10 when you hit Orange, Texas, that's saying something. And New Mexico is worse.
Yep. Well, I thought I'd tell you, they finally fixed them. They're fixing them. I was telling Trish today, you know, because where I live at, it's not paved or anything, so they blacktopped it. And I was like, damn, my insides don't feel like a milkshake anymore going through here. But, you know, I don't know, guys. I think it's going to start getting worse and worse. I mean, as the month comes and everything, these globalists, they are losing control. I mean, they're losing control, right and left. Like Morgan said, people are waking up. What's going on?
I'm hearing more and more from people, too, that they are going to attempt another lockdown and that kind of stuff. You know, I think it's nice of them to warn us before any of this even starts, you know, that this Marburg virus or whatever, it could infect the meat. So, you know, you're going to have to, it's a good thing that old Bill Gates got his fake meat there approved by the FDA because this Marburg is going to infect the beef herds. Is what they're saying. I mean, they're coming out.
That's
and nobody's even heard of that so much yet, you know?
Well, it's like, you know, they're trying to kill us with food, poisoning our food. They're trying to do everything they can, but we're still here.
Well,
we're still hanging on, you know?
Well, the thing is, too, I posted the video of the guy saying something about an EMP bomb that China and Russia have developed, and they're going to detonate this son of a bitch over the United States and knock out and burn up all the electronic chips and everything. And if they do that, they're estimating that 80 to 90 million people will die. Mostly teenagers, because they won't be able to get on Facebook and Snapchat.
Right. But, I mean, that's the truth. I mean, like I said, these people are losing control, and they're dangerous. They're going to show how dangerous they are. They can't kill us one way. They're going to try many other ways. Look at this invasion. I mean, from what I'm seeing this, like Russell said earlier, and you said, Russell, this is all over the globe. Even our friend Beverly was saying that they're being swamped with them over there and up there in Australia and everything. But they're all Muslims. Every one of them are Muslim men.
Well, fuck, I really don't know. I lost my train of thought there for a second. But,
yeah.
So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just, you know, it's kind of hard to talk about this because we called it all over the last, I guess getting close to a decade now, you know. And it's unfolding, and you can sit there, you know, you turn off the news, you don't have to see any of it, but it's not going to go away. This is not going away, and they are not going to stop. And somewhere, very soon, you're going to have to make a choice. It's either going to be comply and surrender and accept the New World Order on your knees, or you're going to have to stand and fight against what is happening. Now, what that entails, I have no idea. But you're going to have to find backbone, and you're going to have to stand up.
Well.
And you're going to have to say, no, not anymore, especially not in my backyard, because that's where it's coming. And that's it. There is no more. The Fence City days are coming to a screeching halt.
That's right.
And need to think about what's coming very, very hard. That's just where we are, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it. Your children are going to be indoctrinated by the new and improved Hitler youth. That's what you're going to have. They're already pushing it throughout the country. You know, I mean, it's just, and I said it before, y'all can say I'm sounding like a broken record, but I'll say it again. 70 million people in possession of 300 million firearms and unlimited rounds of ammunition are allowing this to happen. You're allowing this to happen. Well, what do you want to do, brother? You want to invade Washington? No. That's stupid. That is stupid. You free your own territory, your own states. Get rid of these people that are going along with Washington and destroying your lives. If they have no one left to follow their orders, then they are nothing. They are nothing. Nope. They're powerless. They are powerless.
Well, we said this before. We got to turn the tables on them. Yeah. Play at their level.
Well, you turn the tables on them, Joseph. You turn the tables on them state by state.
Exactly.
Hot Wheels Abbott, bring him to Lake Charles, put him on top of the bridge, and roll him down and see if he hits the side or he makes it to the bottom. Okay? Let's take bets on it, Russell.
That only hits the side.
You know? That thing y'all got in New Mexico? Sell her to the banditos and let them put her in the suck and fuck department at a cat house down in Tijuana. Okay?
I was just going to say something kind of like that, but you said it better.
You know?
Right? Yeah.
I mean
exactly.
Kamala Harris, hey, bring her to Tijuana. Have her open up a trade school. Okay? 29 pounds would love the shit.
Complete with knee pads.
You know, I mean, you know, people, you know, what can we do? What can we do? What can you do? You start grabbing up these politicians, these state politicians and everywhere, and do like they did in Finland. Run their ass outside and throw them in a dumpster and get rid of them.
Or do like they do in Mexico, taking tar and feather them.
You know, I mean, you're not gonna, like Russell said, you're not gonna pray this away. You're not going to vote this away. You're not going to lawsuit this away. It's going to take, you know, and just like William just said, you know, the Lord of War, Nicolas Cage, you know, when he played the Russian arms dealer, he got with a guy that was having a conversation, and he asked him, he said, well, you sold guns to Iran and Iraq during the war. He said, maybe I wanted both sides to lose. He said, what?
Yep.
He said, son, bullets change governments way surer than votes. And that's true. And that's
true. Well, here's
true.
The problem.
And
I bet you brought that
up. Hold on, William. And if you don't believe that, open up something called a history book and look back to 1776 and look back to 1812. We changed the government here in America, and it became the United States of America. We fought the same enemy in 1812 that tried to turn us back into the British colonies, and we kicked their ass again for a second time.
And they tried to hit with Nazi Germany, and we kicked their asses.
So,
but here's the problem, Virgil. We've been living in fear for so long. This government has everybody in fear. You know, stop being afraid, everybody. Put the fear of God into
you. No, it's not only that, William. Okay. It's not only that. Okay, can we postpone the battle till 11:30? Survivor's coming on, or Big Brother, or American Ninja, or America's Got Talent, or The Voice, or no, we've got to get on the social net. We got a TikTok and everything else and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I mean, no, Monday Night Football. Oh, no, Time out. Let's have a ceasefire. Monday Night Football. Okay?
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mom, give me the credit card. Taylor Swift's on pay-per-view.
Right? That's the problem.
And it ain't only teenagers.
Always,
it's adults.
You know what, Virgil?
It's adults.
People always ask me, are you joking about not being afraid of anybody? I go, fuck no, I'm very serious. I go, back years ago when I exposed you, you know, when me and Ann Russell, we exposed Uranium One many years ago. You know, as you guys know, I've had my life, they've tried to assassinate me a couple of times. You know, and everything. And it's like, you know, I grew up here in New Mexico, you know, in the street, practically. And I learned how to street fight. It's like, you know, you need to fight or get your ass whooped. You know, out here. And that's where I learned it all from. But it's like my dad even taught me. Don't be afraid of nobody.
You know, I mean,
I'm not afraid of no man.
I just cannot believe, brother, that we are actually alive to see this shit. I mean,
exactly.
You know, we probably expected this 1,000 years after we were dead and gone, but we never expected to see this.
No,
we never expected to see this shit.
Here we are.
You know, while you're watching, seeing, say, well, you're sitting there. Somebody's going to catch on to this. They're not going to let this happen. Somebody's going to stand up. And we watched one supposedly good guy go to Congress after another, and within a year they're part of the Uniparty, the Matrix, you know. And
You know why that happens, Russell? You know why that happens? Because there's not a constitutional amendment that says public officials shall be forbidden from wearing pants and jackets with pockets on them.
Yep.
Because if you got pockets, you got to put something in them. Huh?
Yep.
Makes sense. And nobody sees what's getting passed under the table. I mean,
exactly.
Hell, you know, $5 million, you know, that's a pretty good chunk of change. But we hear about it. But what's going to happen when all of this is said and done? You know, what's going to happen to tracking that money down? I mean, you know,
exactly.
We have this system where if we catch a major drug smuggler, a kingpin, okay, we can go all over the world and we can seize their money and assets
mm-hmm.
and properties and everything else. But when these cocksuckers leave office, hell, they leaving an office with their husbands, wives, or whatever, and children carrying wheelbarrows full of money, and nobody says
yep.
anything about it. Nobody says
exactly.
anything about it.
Well, it's like Margaret Reed said a year or so ago that, you know, they need to have an oversight committee that checks on these things, but they don't. And like Virgil said, that's the problem. There's not an oversight committee.
Well, you can have all the oversight and all the committees and indictments mm-hmm. and this, that, and the other. But when you have the clout to pay off judges, juries, attorney generals, lawyers, this, that, and the other, Supreme Court judges, this, that, and the other, it doesn't matter. It's all meaningless. It's all showboat. It's all smoke and mirrors. You know, it's more believable that David Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty really disappear than ever seeing any of these people go to jail for this shit. They're not going to go to jail.
Nope.
They're not going to go to jail.
But would it be me and you and Russell pulling that stuff? We would be locked up so far under the jail, they wouldn't be able to find us.
Well, Russell, they're still, I was listening at this goddamn attorney general son of a bitch the other day. There's still 1,400 people they're looking for to arrest on January 6th.
Yep.
1,400 people they're looking for. And you got felons coming across the border on live television.
Yep. Terrorists. How do we know they're not terrorists? You know. Well, guys, it's that time and everything. You guys want to come on Thursday?
I guess so. What you say,
Russell? You want to come on Thursday?
Sounds good. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. Oh, and
emergency alert system tomorrow, Kev.
Yeah. I'm going to give a shout out to Carmelita. Her daughter wasn't doing too good. It was touch and go for a little while. She had to go to the hospital. But she's out right now, and she's doing fine. Grandkids are doing fine. She's still worried about her, though. Carmelita, if you're out there listening, we're thinking about you, and we're sending our prayers to you, darling, and to your daughter, Erica.
Yep, like I told her, you know, I talked to her last night and everything, and just told her if she ever need us to get a hold of all three of us, we'll be down there quick.
I want to ask you guys, okay, is it just me, or whenever Donald Trump starts, you know, becoming more and more popular, is it just me, or have y'all noticed that when that happens, Hurricane Ann's hair gets more and more blonde?
I've noticed that, and more wild too.
As the election gets closer, her hair is getting more and more blonde.
I've been noticing it. Actually, I thought it was orange, more orange-like.
No, it's blonde.
Well,
you know, when the Stormy Daniels thing came out, you know, I just kind of brushed it off as a coincidence. But as it progressed more and more and more in the news, Ann's hair got more and more blonde.
But she sent me a video that she made for me. I haven't watched it yet, so she sent it to me on TikTok, but I have to check it out. But the more I see her, the more I have noticed that. I have noticed that.
So, I don't know. I don't know. You know, we might have to, when Trump starts on the campaign trail back again, when he gets to Texas, we're going to have to keep a close eye out.
But anyway, we'll come back Thursday and everything. And see you guys in the chat room. Thank you for listening in and bringing it. I enjoy having you. He's a regular. He comes on the chat room and stuff. I don't know, guys. We'll have to see what else is going to happen. You know, I kick back and watch all this going around. I'm like, damn. You know? But,
I mean, it's like you know, we have a volleyball game between people with cerebral palsy and blind people. You know, it's like watching a volleyball game between those two handicapped, you know, teams. And
mental illness that's psychopath, you know, that's kind of. They're sitting on the sidelines.
You know.
Yeah, I hear you.
And every time you see Joe Biden, is it Joe Biden or is it someone else? You know,
right.
His hair's different. His ears are different. His nose is different. You know, I mean,
you can see the mask skins on the chin sometimes.
Well,
or sometimes it's double.
Okay.
I don't know. I know that we're being played. You know, we're being played, and it's like, you know, they were saying that we don't know how to govern ourselves and everything. These guys don't know fucking thing what they're doing. They really don't.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. They're pretty good at fucking shit up.
Yeah, that's true. Well, guys, we're running out of time and everything. Russell, you guys take care of there. Virgil, you be careful out there on the road. Don't be moving your box too much.
Yeah.
Out there and everything. So we'll go ahead and close the show, and we'll see you all Thursday night. We'll see. See if we're still alive between now and then.
All right. Good night, Chester, wherever you are.
Good night, guys, and see y'all later.